KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, K201DA King Cove, KFPS False Pass.
So my question is about the phrase out of pocket. I worked in sort of a corporate setting and we were talking to some coworkers and we were saying, oh, hey, yeah, that guy's out of pocket. And another coworker looked at us like we'd grown two heads. Like, what? Why would you say that about him? And we're like, well, no, he's just unavailable. And so we were like, what do you think out of pocket means? And he's like, oh, well, like someone's like acting out of sorts, like they're inappropriate. And we were like, oh, okay, that's not what we took it to mean.
He probably had a distaste for eating off the mantle.
When in the morning you throw moments away, you can't make them up in the course of the day. Oh, you can hurry and scurry and flurry and worry, but you've lost them forever and ever a day.
Coming up next on Away With Words.
Let me noodle on that for a while.
weather for Monday.
Ain't nobody's business but my own. You say you're always home alone. How come I can't get you on the phone?
Well, that ain't nobody's business but my own.
Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business but my own. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business but my own.
All night long you're playing poker. Tell me, what's the name of that joker?
It ain't nobody's business but my own.
You're listening to Away With Words.
I come over and say, here I am. Then I hear the back door slam.
That ain't nobody's business but my own.
Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business but my own. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business but my own.
Tell me you're in bed by 7, but your lights are on past 11.
Well, that ain't nobody's business but my own. Now, you ain't so smart and you ain't good looking. How come you got so much cooking?
That ain't nobody's business but my own.
Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business but my own. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business but my own.
Do you get those dollars?
Ain't nobody's business but my own. You always talk about settling down. When I bring a ring, you're not around.
Well, I'll be there the next time that you call. Well, let's not fuss and let's not fight.
I'm sick and tired of saying goodnight.
Well, let's make up and hold each other tight.
We both know we're birds of a feather. Let's go into business together. We can start a business of our own. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business but our own. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business but our
Here for our basketball game in just one moment here on KSTP. A little technical issues with the live feed from Facebook, so just give us 1 second.
KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, K201DA King Cove, KFPS False Pass.
also from the 1970s, which means unavailable. And that's the sense that you meant, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it means that you can't be reached. And so it means that you're not nearby. And this one is kind of related to this idea of being out of, not under someone's thumb. And it's related to the meaning of being in someone's pocket, which is the idea of being under their control. So you can see that a couple of these meanings of being out of pocket have to do with control and perhaps are related in that way. And interestingly, when we talked about this, oh, what was it, Martha, 2012?
A long time ago.
Yeah, we got a really nice email from a listener who talked about training horses and talked about horses who are under training, who are kind of observant of the people who are trainers, are said to be in pocket. And there are also other uses in music and so forth that have to do with being out of pocket or in pocket when you're improvising jazz or blues.
But this is a really great example of coworkers misunderstanding each other. And it sounds like it was kind of fun or just confusing.
Yeah, who took it to mean like he's unavailable was like, this guy's reaction was just like, why would you ever say that about somebody like in a work setting? And we were like, well, we did, what do you mean? Like,
yeah, yeah.
He's fine. He's just unavailable.
Did he know the unavailable meaning at all?
Not really. And so it was just, it's such an interesting context base that you have to really then apply because like, I mean, yeah, like being out of pocket, meaning that someone's acting inappropriately or something like that, would it's completely contextual based. But when you're just saying like, oh yeah, he's just out of pocket, he's out of pocket, like without any other context, it could be taken several different ways.
Yeah, it really could be. I'm not surprised that when you have these normal frictions in an office, it's an argument for avoiding jargon and idioms, but you're just never going to do that. It's impossible to free your language of jargon and idioms. It just can't be done.
I also work with other coworkers who English is not their first language. And so sometimes they'll stop me and say like, well, what did you mean by that? Like, I don't understand that phrase. And I was like, oh, well, happy to explain it because in English we use a lot of them.
Yeah. And that kind of back and forth is normal for every language where person A says something and person B says, can you repeat that in different words? Asking for explanation is just a normal course of any language.
Yep.
Yeah, well, Lindsay, if something like that comes up again, give us a call. We'd love to hear about it.
Will do. Awesome. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Yeah, take care of yourself.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Well, Grant and I are never out of pocket. We always behave, but we're also always available, at least by voicemail. So call us, 877-929-9673.
Hello, you have a way with words.
Hi, my name is Jackie, and I'm calling from Wausau, Wisconsin.
Hi, Jackie. Welcome to the program. What's up?
Yeah, so I have a word that's kind of been used in my family ever since I was a little kid. My grandmother always used to say this word, and the word is for schluck. And you would say that when you, like, swallow water, and it kind of, like, goes down the wrong tube. My mom's side of the family are German and Polish, and I kind of looked this up a little bit, and I think my cousin would always say that it means the literal German translation.
All right, we're going to go live to Mia Cromer. Give us a play-by-play for the rookies right now on KSDP.
They're here now. Gamma passing the ball and 22 taking the ball up the court. Swings it all the way over to 23 at the corner. Takes it back up to 22. 22 shoots the deep three off the back. No good. It is fighting for that board. Get her hands in there. Lose it. Cadence gets it, though. Cadence gets the ball to Ella. Ella taking the ball down the court. Follow with the ball top now. Let's make something happen. Invert pass goes out to Aiden. Aiden with the ball. Swings it down to Ella in the corner. Ella goes in with it. Puts it up. No good. Samuel gets the ball. Gives it to 32. 32 over to 24. 24 fighting to keep the ball. She shoots a three. Ooh, no good. Aiden gets the board. Revere with the ball, and they'll take it up the court. It gives it up to Aiden, and it gives it to Carly. Carly swings all the way down to Ella. Ella gives it up to Aiden, up to Rivera. She takes the ball top, gives it over to Aiden. Aiden swings it down to Ella. Ella takes the ball in, puts it up. Ooh, no good. But she gets a rebound. No good. She's fine for that ball there, but Lynx get it. 23 gives it up to 21. 21 taking the ball down the court. Anyone looking to pass again? Tries to get to 23, but no good. Ella Revere gets the ball, gets fouled by 21. It's going to be her number 21's third foul of the game here. She'll be coming out for a little bit. Okay, Carly with the ball taking it up the court. Looking very fast. Swings it down to Ella, but 22 with the steal. Getting the ball up the court. She sends it down 24. 24 puts it up, no good. But 22 gets that rebound, puts it up, no good. 22 finally gets that ball back, and she does. 22 with the ball at the wing. Looking to make something happen. Goes in and puts it up. Oh, once again, no good. Zero with the ball. She gives up to Aiden. Aiden taking the ball up the court. Dribbles in, gives up to Carly. Carly shoots a three, no good. Revere finally gets that ball, but 22 for Lynx does. Manica taking the ball up the court now. Gives it off to 24. 24 shoots a three. Oh, it's in. Scores now 17-16. Lynx up. Carly taking the ball up the court, looking for a pass. Gives it off to Revere. Over to Ella. Ella taking the ball in, gives it off to Aiden. Aiden puts it up. No game. Lynx get the rebound. But almost stolen. Ella gets it. For the rookies. Sends it over to Revere. Revere shoots a three. No good. Link's taking the ball down the court now. There's 5 minutes left in the second quarter. 24 sends down 23. 22 goes up, puts it up. Oh, no good. Revere gets the board, pushing the ball to the court. Only one defender there. She puts it up. It's good. Rookie's up by one. Link's going to call a timeout here. This is going to be the Lynx and Rookies last game of the tournament. Today's last day of the NML Classic. Tonight we have the Sandpoint Eagles facing against the Dillingham Wolverines in the championship game. We have Lady Eagles playing the Unalaska Raiders and the T-Jacks playing the Unalaska Raiders as well. We're back now. We got Lynx taking the ball out. We got Aiden pressuring the ball, sends it back to 22. Lynx just swings all the way down to 23. 23 takes the ball and puts it up. Oh, no, no good. Ball goes out, but it's gonna stay Lynx ball. Passing the ball in now. She gets it up to 32. 32 swings down 24. 24 checks up a three. No good. Game sets that ball. Goes out. It's going to be Lynx ball still. 24 passed the ball in, swings it up to 22, swings the ball up top, looking to make something happen, takes it down to the corner, looking for a pass, now stopped by Aiden, gets it to 24, 24 tries to put it up, but Ellis steals it, but 24 tries to steal it back, gets it, looking for a pass out, but jump ball is going to be called. Taking the ball to the floor. Gives off to Aiden. Aiden taking the ball down. Shoots to the mid-range. It's good. Victory's up by three now. With just under 4 minutes left in the second. We got the 23 taking the ball off the court. Takes the ball in. Puts it up. No good. But they get their own board. Fighting for it, though. 23 gets it, gives off to 24. 24 swings all over 23. 23 Chow is getting the rookie's ball now. Rookie passes the ball in. Farley with the ball. Swings over to Aiden. Aiden looking for a pass because then the L takes the ball and tries to put it up and is fouled. She'll be shooting too. Oh, puts up her first shoe though. It's good. Oh, now shooting her second. She shoots, it's good. Score is now 17-22, Ricky's up. 22 taking the ball up the court. Drives in with it a little bit. This is up to 23 puts up a three, no good. 22 gets the board, 22 taking in, putting it up, no good. Ball goes out, it's going to be Ricky's ball here now. Carly passing the ball in. Looking to pass or get the ball up the court. Stop. And Shaley gets it. Shaley goes in with it. Loses it. Ball's going to go out. It's going to be KMO's ball. Okay, we got 22 taking the ball up in the court. She goes down with it, shoots a three, no good. Ball's gonna go out. Yeah, Aiden passing the ball in, Carly taking the ball up the court. Pushing the ball up the court now, loses it though. Bella finds to keep it, gets the ball to Aiden, Aiden shoots, but travels. Yeah, 24 passing the ball to 22. 24 taking the ball with the court. Passes off to 22. 22 takes the ball in. Gets sent down to 24. 24 shoots a three. No good. Shayla gets the board. Shayla taking the ball with the court now. Gives off to Cadence. Cadence gives it to Aiden. Aiden gives it down to Carly. Carly shoots a three. It's good. Twenty-two to the hole. Gives off to 24. 24 taking it up the court. But Shaylee gets the steal. She can hold on to it. She pushes it up. Double dribbles. It's going to be Lynx ball now. Take it up the court. 23 will finally keep on to the 22 gets it. 22 takes it down, puts it up, and is fouled. She'll be shooting one. There's a minute and a half left in the second. you get a little bit of second vowel. Yeah, if you're coming to follow you. Shoots her first free throw. No good. 24 gets it, puts it back up. No good. 20 gets it. 32 puts up a three. Oh, no good. 20 gets that board. Blink's really getting boards here. Sends it over to 22. 22 puts up a hook shot and then fouls. He'll be shooting two. That's going to be Ellen's third foul of the game here. You got 22 on the line, shooting her first now. She shoots. No good. Shoots her second. No good once again. Aiden gets the ball, sends it out to Revere. Revere pushing the ball up the court. 22 right behind her, trying to get that steal. 24 ripped the ball for her. The jump ball's going to be called. Four taking the ball off the court now. Getting it over the half court. Pass it out to 32. 32 looking to make something happen. And the child. Oh, Boomy Shoes going to be called on 20, I think, here. You're taking the ball off the court. Just under a minute left in the second. Spear taking the ball up the court. Looking for passes off to Shaylee. Shaylee looking for a pass. Gives off to Ella. Ella with the ball up top. Swings it over to Veer. Veer shoots a three, yes. That's, the score is now going to be 19-28. Link's passing the ball and 32 with it. 32 taking the ball off the court. Loses it. Shaylee with the steal. Shaylee taking the ball off the court. Goes up with it. Oh, no, no good. Ella gets the ball back, though. Tries to send the Revere, but came out with the steal. 32 really pushing the ball up the court. Sends it over to 22. 22 puts it up. It's good. Rookie's up by 7 here. Aiden passing the ball in. Gives it to Revere. 8 seconds left. Gives it off to Ella. Ella shoots. Mid-range, she puts it up, no good. Shaylee gets the board, Shaylee puts it up, it's good. That's going to be the end of the first half here with a score of 21-30. Ricky's up. We'll be back in 10 minutes. Thank you for listening. This broadcast is brought to you by KFPP.
All right. Rookie's looking good out there. Start things off with this early morning game, 9 a.m. It's the last day of games over at the AML Classic in Dillingham. Thanks for tuning in here to KSDP. We've been bringing you this tournament up in Dillingham. Whether it's on KSDP, K201DA in King Cove, 80.1 FM, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska. You can find us online at apradio.org, where you can stream across the world. And we've been bringing you live video coverage via Facebook Live. Check us out on Facebook, KSDP Radio, bringing you live content there as well. We'll go ahead and say a quick thank you to a couple of our sponsors, and then we'll get into it right now with some music as we wait for 10 minutes. The one and only Mia Cromer providing amazing play-by-play. She's been doing the games over in Unalaska as well, and the response has been tremendous from her good work. We got truly special students here in Sandpoint doing amazing things. All right, here's a quick thank you to Eastern Aleutian Tribes and KSDP. Eastern Aleutian Tribes wants you to know that if you're in need of support for drug and alcohol abuse, there's help available to you right in your own community. From medically assisted substance abuse counseling to support for friends and family members, there is help for you available in a number of different clinics across the Aleutians East Borough. So if you're looking to make a change in your life, make an appointment at your local clinic today. This message and program is brought to you by Eastern Aleutian Tribes in the Aleutians East Borough.
just make love. And we both know now that ain't enough. Ain't gonna beg you to stay, gotta ask you what's wrong. Ain't no reason running after something already gone. Take off your leaving dress, let's do what we do best. I guess everybody's got their way of moving on. Girl, rest your head one more time in my bed. Love me like
a little bit of country here on KSTP. We'll say one more thank you to one of our sponsors here, and I want to thank you for tuning in to KSTP.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Rookies are up by a decent amount here in the last games of the AML Classic over in Dillingham. We've got more basketball coming your way today. Let me pull up the roster really quickly and give you a quick heads up on the basketball times that we have. The Sandpoint boys have made it all the way to the championships. One of the players for King Cove is sadly going to be out for the season due to an injured hand. So this will obviously have an impact on the T-Jack season, sad to say. Today, T-Jax will play at 4:30 p.m. The Lady Eagles, after taking a tough loss yesterday against the Bristol Bay Angels, will play at 3. And Sandpoint Boys will play at 7:30 in the championship game. We'll have those here on air at KSTP or APRadio.org. And do our best to keep things rolling with video and audio coverage on Facebook. KSTP Radio on the Facebook. Here's a little Christofferson. We'll have basketball coming up here in just one moment.
It takes one to know one, baby. I know how you feel. You got your hunger and some problems that are real. And you're dealing with some demons who are driving you insane. And I've seen them drag you screaming down the hallways of your brain. And you got loaded again. And you handsome when you're high. Nothing matters. Chase the feeling till you die. Let it ride on in there, baby. Let it run your life. Let it run your children off. And let it run your wife. Let it take the joy you love and turn it to despair. Just didn't care, 'cause you were loaded again. Ain't you handsome when you're high? Can't help it. Would nothing matter. Chase the feeling till you die.
We're going to cut Mr. Christofferson and go live to Mia Cromer, who's given us the play-by-play as the rookies are looking to win this game over at the ML Classic, the last day of games, looking to come out with a win. Here's Mia Cromer with your play-by-play.
Puts up the shot. Oh, no good. Kane's with the board there. Kane sneaks it out to Aiden. Aiden taking the ball off the court. Gives off to Carly. Carly with the ball of time. Look, pass it over to Veer down to Carly. Carly's looking to make something happen. Tries to pass it to Canes, but Canes don't get it. But she gets it out to Aiden. Aiden puts it up, no good. Ball goes out. It's going to be Ricky's ball still.
Not up yet?
Veer passing the ball in now. Looking for a pass here. She gets it in to Canes. Canes puts it up. It's good. Rookie's up by 11 now. You're taking, 21 taking the ball before for the leading. Sox looking for a pass out. Here's up to 32. 32 swings it over to 24. Pass out to 21. 21 takes it down to the corner. Passes out to 32. 32 up to 22. 22 takes it up, puts it in, it's good. Probably trying to take the ball to the court. Pressured by 22. 22 gets it. Looking to make something happen. Swings out to 32, up to 21. 21 sends it back to 22. 21 takes it down. Shoots up a three. No good. Ball goes out, it's going to be Ricky's ball. Mm-hmm. Mookie's passing the ball now. Gets up to Ella. Ella sends down the can, puts it up. Oh, it's good. Scored now, 23-34. Rookie's up with just 6 minutes left in the third. Someone gets it down to 32. 32 just puts it up, blocked by Ella. Rivera fighting for that ball. 23 gets it. 23 sends up to 24. 24 is going to look for a pass out. Get off to 23. 23 dribbling the ball around here. Sends it down to 32. 32 dribbles in, back out. Hands it off to 22. Puts up a three, no good. Rivera gets the ball, gives off to Aiden. Aiden taking the ball off the court. Looking for a pass, gets down to Carly. Carly puts it up, it's good. Tony, they're taking the ball up the court. Gives up to 21, over to 22. 22 dribbles the ball down, puts up the hook shot, no good. She gets her own board, sends it up to 21. 21 tries to block by Ella. Rivera pushing the ball up the court. Goes all the way, puts it up, it's good. Ricky's up 23-38 now. They're taking the ball off the court here. Dribbles in all the way, puts it up. Oh, in and out. Probably gets the ball, gives off to Rivera. They're trying to get the ball out, gets it to Carly. Carly pushing the ball off the court down to Aiden. Aiden goes up, it's for the lay, it's good. I think they're going to call timeout here. Full timeout. They're back here now for still the third quarter here. 24 taking the ball to the court. It sends it back to 21. 21 dribbling the ball. Yeah. 21 takes it all the way down to the corner. Gives up to 22. 22 dribbles the ball down to the corner. Gives it up to 22. 22 gets the ball top. Swings low to 24. 24 over to 22. Lucky's been driving, turned up no good. Maybe he gets that foot back, but no good. Yeah. Rookie's trying for the ball. Probably travels though, so it's going to be linked also. Links back the ball, and Ella blocks her. It's going to be linked ball still, though, after it goes out.
I think we should go fishing this summer.
I almost got her, bro. Rookie's Link's passing the ball in here. But Aiden with the steal. Aiden's going to get fouled. So I'm taking the ball over the court. Probably swings it down to Cairns. Ball gets tipped out, but probably Cairns with the save, gets out to Shaley. Shaley gives it up to Carly. Carly with the ball, takes it all the way up, gives it over to Aiden. Aiden finally holds on to that ball, gives it up to Shaley. Benny Joe calling a timeout, a short one, you know. We're back now, just 30 minutes and 50 seconds left in the third. Ball's going to come in, but an in is going to be fouled. Aiden's passing the ball in, looking for a pass. The 22 with the steal. He's going to push the ball up the court. Gets it down, puts it up, no good. Ella with that, though, now. Ella taking the ball up the court for the rookies. Looking for a pass, gives it off to Aiden. Aiden looking for a pass now. Gives it over to Farley. Farley gives it down to Ella. Ella pushes it up. Excuse me. Ricky, 21 taking the ball off the court for the Lynx now. Takes it down to the corner, puts it up. No good. Oh, with the ball now, taking her own down the court. Puts it up. It's good. Well, now 23-44, rookies up. Jordan taking the ball to the court. She takes it in. She puts it up. No good. Stands back to that board. Ball's going to get stayed, and Elle's going to get it. Cassie to call it good. Lucy get that.
What a what?
Carly, with the ball, Carly puts it up. There's going to be a foul called. I think it's on Carly. Carly or Cadence, I think. Yep, that's going to be Carly's first foul. We are coming in for Carly. Playing through with the ball now for the Lynx. Aiden with the steal, taking the ball to court. Looking for a pass now, swings it down to Ella. Ella puts it up, no good. Okay, Shaley fights for that. Ball doesn't go out. It's ball now. Cat's trying to go taking the ball down the court. Pass off to 22, 6-3, no good. 22-10, put it back up. The 21 gets it somehow, and there's going to be foul called. There's going to be foul called on the rookies. It's going to be on. Maybe that's their first foul of the game. They're going to pass the ball underneath the hoop. I'm going for a pass. He's over the 32, but Ella picks up and he loops well still. Passing the ball and looking for a pass. He puts 22. 22 taking it down. He gets over to 21 in the paint. But then sends it back out to 22. 22 puts up a three. But Ella gets that. Turns off the 8 and 8 is. Get the ball now. Looking for a pass. He's off the car, Shaley, but Aiden's going to travel. If Aiden looked up a little earlier, she would have had a good pass to Ella, but I guess thoughts. There he is. Shaley, excuse me. Someone with the ball taking up the court. Looking for sends off to Larry 2. Larry 2 takes the corner, puts up the three. No good. 25 for that ball. Doesn't get it. Shaylee gets that, though. Shaylee taking the ball off the court. Trying to hold on to it. She goes all the way. She puts it up. It's good. What do you want taking the ball down the court? Looking for a pass, because that's a 22. 22 puts it up and is fouled. That's me reviewing second foul of the game here. Excellent. 22 puts up a first three, though. No good. And if you shoot in a second, he puts it up, it's good. Score is now 24-46. Rivera sends it to Aiden. Aiden shoots, no good. I'll just step back, puts it up, and it's out. She'll be shooting 2-on-1. Oh, shoots her first free throw. It is good. I will shoot her second now here. It's good. So I'm taking the ball off the court. Over the 32. 32 takes it up, gives up to 22. 22 is the ball at top. 22 puts it up, no good. 20 puts it up, no good. 22 gets it. But the ball goes out. It's going to be Rick's ball here with 10 seconds left in the third. Shelly pitches the ball to the court. Takes it, puts it up. No good. Ella gets tries to fight for it, but ball's going to go out. It's going to be Link's ball. He's passing the ball in here. Just 1 second left. That's going to be the end of a third here with score 24-48. We'll be back in just 1 minute. This broadcast is brought to you by KSBP.
Big shout out to Mia Cromer, Rivera Wilson, as well as Fannie Jo Newton, and all the people who have given us play-by-play throughout the tournament here, whether it's the AML or the one that was right before this one. Our teams have been up there for coming up to 2 weeks now, so plenty of time to get to know Dillingham. Hopefully they make it back here this next week on their flights. It's a rainy and chilly day here in Sandpoint. Hope you're having a great time wherever you're at. Thanks for tuning in here to KSDP, whether you're online at apradio.org or tuning in over terrestrial broadcast across the Aleutians East Borough. Rookies looking to win this one against the Manicotic Lynx are about to seal the deal here. We'll go back for final quarter action here by Mia Cromer on KSDP.
Back here for the fourth quarter of the game. Ricky's up here. 21 gets the ball in, taking up the court. Takes it down to the corner, looking for a pass now. Puts up a shot, though. It's good. Ricky's ball now. Vera taking the ball up the court. Vera looking for a pass. Sends it over to Aiden. Aiden takes it up, looking for a pass, though. But 32 at the steal. 32 pushing the ball up the court. Puts it up. It's no good. It's probably fine to get that, but 32 gets it back, puts it mid-range. It's good. Aiden with the ball now taking it up the court. Looking for pass, sends it back to Carly. Carly getting past top four. Sends over to Revere puts up a three. So good. But Elle tries to put it back up. No good. Elle fine for this ball here. 22 with it now for the Lynx. So pushing up the court, gives it to 32. 32 shoots the mid-range. No good. Aiden with that board. Aiden taking it up the court here now. Going for, sends it out to Carly. Carly with the ball. Carly puts that up. No good. Carly gets her own rebound, puts it up. It's good. Scores now 28-50. Rookie's up. 21 taking the ball up the court for the Lynx. Gives it off to 22. 22 puts up a three. Oh, no good. 32 fighting for that board, and she gets it. Puts it up. It's good. Rookie's up by 20. Carly with the ball. Taking up the court. She's going to lose it here. It's going to be Rookie's ball still, though. Carly with the ball now up top. Swings it over to Aiden. Aiden looking to make something happen. Gives it back up to Rivera. Rivera over to Carly. Carly puts up the three. Oh, no good. Can't see if that board. Can't puts it back up. No good. Rivera gets it to Aiden. Aiden puts it up. No good. Aiden swings it off to Carly. Carly gives it over to Rivera at the wing. Rivera shoots the three. Oh, in and out. Man, I got the ball now here. Taking the ball up the court. Looking for a pass. He's up to 22. Then he swings it up to 21 now. 21 looking to make something happen here. Takes the ball and swings up 22. 22 is going to put up the three. Oh, no good. I don't get that ball, but 22 is fine for it. Gets it out of her hand. It's going to be Rookie's ball still, though. Rookie's ball here. Swings it over to Revere. Revere takes the ball and puts it up. No good. Carly gets that board, trying to swing it up, but gives it straight to 24. 32 pushing the ball up the court. Ella Netcher. 32 puts it up. Oh, it's good. Score is now 32-50. Rookie's still up. Aiden with the ball, looking for a pass. Gets over to Ella. Ella's going to take the ball in here, puts it up. But she's fouled. She'll be shooting too. I'll shoot her first screen. She puts it up. It's good. You got Shaylee coming back in the game here for Carly. Hopefully, Kinsey and Gates will get to come in here eventually, but we'll see. I'll shoot her second. Oh, it's good. Probably want to take the ball on the floor for the Lynx. Gives up to 20. The 20 puts up a three. No good. Shaylee with that board. Shaylee trying to get the ball, but loses it. Gives it. Blinks at the ball. 21 taking the ball down the court. 21 puts it up. No good. Shaylee gets that ball. Passes off to Rivera. Rivera gets it down to Ella. Ella puts it up. It's good.